One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and tonight, it's something a bit different. Something I've wanted to say on a more personal level, so I'll skip the usual intros and the formalities and I'll get straight into it with just a little bit of preamble. I wanted to share this with you for a while, but until only recently have found the words to say it, so here goes. I had a conversation with a few very close friends of mine a while back about what I'm going to speak about now, and considering how much you guys seem to enjoy the personal things I upload, I thought I would try this out again. Combined with the fact that my little show has just hit its 1,000,000th play, I thought this might be a good way to mark the occasion. So first of all, let me just say thank you all so much for the support that you've shown over the last few years. To hit 1,000,000 is just insane. Absolutely insane. But safe to say, this is quite a new format for me, so I need your help to tell me if this is the kind of thing that you like to hear. When I made this show back in September 2020, I had a vision of the fireside. It was a lovely little campfire with friends, family, and strangers all sat around sharing their stories, their experiences, their thoughts, and their passions. So I want to share one of my thoughts with you now, in the hope that it resonates with someone out there and that it spurs a conversation or a thought or a change. The thought is, quite simply, leave the world a better place than when you entered into it. For many people, this phrase could be terrifying. It could give you grand connotations of, I have to change the world to be of any value, or what can one person do against everything else? And in the face of social media, the news, our own personal expectations and pressures, it's very easy to feel powerless, and as if our actions don't matter. But it's all a matter of scale. Leave the world a better place than when you entered into it. This is a lesson my granddad taught me, and the phrase I try to live my life by. He was always doing his best to brighten the lives of people around him. He would joke and laugh and talk to everyone he met. It could be anyone. It could be a random guy on the street. It could be a guy behind the checkout in the supermarket. It could be his doctor. It could be anybody. He was fondly remembered by absolutely every soul that he even briefly came into contact with, and remembered for decades after they parted company. It was a shame that at his funeral, due to the pandemic at the time, there was only 30 people allowed there, rather than the hundreds that should have attended. He was the closest thing to a father figure that I had, and one of the most influential people in my life. He showed me that you can make the difference to the people around you with the smallest actions. It's all a matter of scale. If you can end world hunger, fantastic. If you can create mind-blowing art, wonderful. If you can crack the secrets of the universe and create free energy, lovely. But if you can make one person smile, if you can say one kind word to a stranger, if you can call your estranged family member for the first time in months, or if you could help even one person get a better night's sleep. These are equally as important. It's all a matter of scale. Many people have the capacity, or some say the curse, of being able to see the big picture, and then have troubles comparing themselves to what they think they should be, or what they want to do in some perfect hypothetical world. This is natural, this is normal, and this is human. It's hard to detach from the large scale and go down to the scale that really matters. You, your life, your family. This is what you can control. It's all a matter of scale. Dressing up like a princess to make your little daughter feel special could be one of the most important memories for her. Taking the time to remember a special date could make your spouse or partner feel alive. Smiling at that sad-looking commuter on the train might be the difference between them having a bad day or a great day. I remember once, when I lived in London, I was packed onto a busy tube train during peak rush hour. I'd lived in London for about 3 years by this point, catching the tube almost every day. Not once had a random person talked to me on the tube. That day, I was feeling pretty low, as I was going through some personal issues at the time. Some older chap, probably mid-50s or early 60s, well-dressed in central London banking attire, must have seen that I was looking pretty sad because he said to me, in the middle of this packed tube of commuters, "Excuse me, mate, but you have something on your jacket." And he reached out to point to something on my chest. I looked down, and he did the eternal dad joke thing of flicking my nose, as if I was a child falling for the most simple of tricks. And I laughed, loudly and awkwardly, in the middle of commuter London, in one of the most depressing places in the city, the Central Line, at rush hour. I laughed, and I smiled. And I laugh and I smile now telling you about this. It's a really key memory for me for a few reasons. One, because this random guy went out of his way to try and cheer me up. Two, it cleared me out of my funk for that day and for a few days afterwards. Three, the sheer audacity of the bloke was pretty mind-blowing. And four, because it reminded me of my granddad. And here I am, a good few years on from that, retelling the same thing to you now. The point that I'm trying to make here is, even a casual word to a single person can have a huge impact on that person's life. It's all a matter of scale. Now, to that guy, that might have just been a normal interaction that he would have with anyone he might have met that day. To me, it was special and life-defining. Which leads me on to the other point that I want to try and make. You are not really able to define which of your actions are important or worthwhile, as you can only really define what they mean to you. Some dad joke that you tell some random that made them laugh might mean nothing to you, but to that random could save their life that day. We are our own harshest critic, and we have, as humans, a tendency to downplay our own importance or impact on things, opting instead to go for the minimalist approach. Or, well, at least I am. As an example, it took me a long time to believe that some of the comments that I'd received from you lovely people about Tales by the Fireside were actually real. But then, I'm not in a position to judge the worth of this show, as that's up to you, as an audience and an individual, to decide for yourselves. It's all a matter of scale. I got a lovely message from someone the other day about this show and how it helps them, and it truly, truly made my week. If you feel that you need to do more with your life, try and figure out what gives your life meaning, and then try small things. If making your spouse or partner happier gives your life meaning, then try and make them feel happier. If that's giving to some grand charity or some worthy cause that's important to you, then do that. The wonderful thing about being alive is that you can choose. You can choose what to do with your time and what gives your life meaning. You change the world. Every single day you exist and you take action, you change the world. Look at your children. Look at your partner. Look at your cats or your dogs or your rabbits. Look at your friends and family. You change the world every single day. The butterfly effect is very, very real. We, as people, have no measure of the impact our actions have outside of our own perception and experience and expectations. For example, you, who may feel so worthless today, may have a great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter who cures cancer. And that wouldn't have happened without you being you and doing you things and living your life in a you way. Who knows? It's all a matter of scale. You might say one word to a stranger, who then goes on to have a better day than they would have had otherwise. And then everyone they came into contact with has a better day because of that. It's all a matter of scale. You have no control over any of that, but what you can control is what you do now to make the things in your life more meaningful, more happy, and more worthwhile. When you doubt yourself, when you doubt your impact on the world, when you doubt your sheer value, rein your scale back. Look at what's around you. Look at what you're helping to create. Look at the stranger you made smile. Look at the small way you changed the world today. And do the same tomorrow and the next day. Those small changes add up. And work to leave the world a better place than when you entered into it. I'll never forget the lessons my granddad taught me. I'll never forget the way he lived that life, and I'll never forget the impact that random London commuter had on me. It's all a matter of scale. And to someone, somewhere, you are valued, you are loved, and you are worthy of that love. You have the power to change the world, and you do so every single day. And you will continue to do so forever after. So, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you have or you don't have, no matter what you think of yourself or your position, go out and make the world a better place in whatever way you can for whoever you can. And if you doubt yourself, remember, it's all a matter of scale.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.